Brad, the timing of this leads me to ask the question, is this signing a reflection of some unhappiness, uncomfortableness with what you had in the preseason with your club?
Well, not necessarily. I know people say, okay, this happens, from a win-loss record, we didn't have the greatest preseason. You're always trying to make your team better, regardless of what's going on. I would say this, we went into camp with a couple of spots opened, a couple of chairs open, if you will, and with people within the organization to grab it. Mark Jankowski, in my mind, is ready to play in the league, and he will be in the league soon. You get to that point, and he's done what he's done is put himself in a position.
Brad, the timing of this leads me to ask the question: is this signing a reflection of some unhappiness, uncomfortableness with what you had in the preseason with your club?
Well, not necessarily. I know people say, okay, this happens. We from a win-loss record. We didn't have the greatest preseason. You're always trying to make your team better, regardless of what's going on. I would say this, we went into camp with a couple of spots opened, a couple of chairs open, if you will, and with people within the organization to grab it. Mark Jankowski, in my mind, is ready to play in the league, and he will be in the league soon. You get to that point, and he's done what he's done is put himself in a position to get back to Calgary quickly. Sometimes you break camp and the guys that are all ready to play aren't just in the lineup right away, but they are there shortly thereafter. On the flip side of that, I thought we had some people that showed right now they're not ready to be here. And sometimes that's just maturity, whether it be physically, whether it be their game. So no question, that led us to believe that, okay, what options may we look at? But irrespective of that, it also makes us a deeper team. We're healthy right now. Touch wood that continues. But regardless of what happened in camp, we thought this made us a better team.
Brad Treliving's the general manager of the Calgary Flames. He joins us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Pat?
Brad, just a quick one from a logistics standpoint. With this signing today, do you have to make a roster move, or are you able to defer that until tomorrow?
Yeah, no, our roster's set for now. His contract wasn't registered till late this afternoon, so
okay.
In essence, it won't take effect till tomorrow. So our roster that we finalized yesterday is the roster as it is today. And I know a lot gets made of the opening day roster. Well, that roster is usually good for about 30 seconds, and then you can change it. So today's news and today's announcement doesn't impact anything that's happening today. We'll see where we get to tomorrow.
Take us back to when the conversations with Jágr and his camp began, and if you can, kind of just take us from there to where we are today.
Well, I mean, we talk to a lot of players, and we talk to, we try to have a wide net and just get a little bit of background and information and talk and tell a little bit about what's going on with our program and learn. I think it's important to talk to people and learn stuff about them and sort of what makes them tick. So we had talked to Jágr earlier in the summer. I'd spoken with him a couple times. I stayed in touch, on a fairly regular basis. I wouldn't say every day, but we'd go maybe a few weeks without talking. But it was contact and just knowing Yarmer's situation and his desire to play again. And then I guess fast forward as we started going through camp and as we started to do our assessment of the team, in the last number of days, those conversations probably picked up and then we were able to get something done that made sense. I think, the other thing about this is, again, we talk about Yarmer's, what he's done in the game and our focus is what is the here and now. Mm-hmm. And, secondarily to that, from a contractual standpoint, from a financial standpoint, we just felt this made a whole lot of sense. And so we'll see. You know, it's like everything else. You do your, you analyze, you discuss it with your staff, you poke, you prod, you throw different scenarios at it, and then ultimately you have to make a decision. You have to act. We've acted, and we're hopeful and confident that this will work out.
How do you, now that he's in the fold officially, you know, you talk about him making this team better. How do you see his fit on this team, and how do you see him making this team better?
Well, his game, I mean, as far as where he fits and all those things, that's obviously Glenn and I have talked at length about that of different scenarios. You know, first of all, his game. I think we would all agree that, you know, the one issue is the speed of the game continues to get quicker and quicker each year. And that's, you know, your armor would probably be the first to tell you that's not his biggest strength. But when you have a mind and the hockey sense that he has and his ability to play, you know, and hold on to pucks, get to pucks, retrieve pucks, and keep plays alive in the offensive zone. It really is, you know, in a lot of ways, we've created a lot of our, you know, we've gotten better. No question, we've gotten better over the last year. But when we came in here, this team was primarily a rush team. And, you know, to play a sort of a half-court game, if you will, and be able to hold on to pucks and wear people out, not just physically, but wear them out by having possession and getting second and third opportunities, retrieving pucks, reloading and going again, that's probably an area that we continue to try to improve upon. And that's, to me, a strength of Jarmer. He's got great vision. He can make plays. He's got a heavy, heavy stick. And, you know, in going through this process, I talked with our guys, you know, some of our leadership, not only about the fit, but just their experiences in playing against them. You talk to our defensemen, and, you know, even today, although we didn't see him a lot in the East, to defend him one-on-one down low around the net, he's still one of the most difficult guys to defend. And so I think that part, if that part is still intact, as we believe it will be, that'll help us. As far as combinations, you know, I think we've got some different ideas, but at the end of the day, I always use the example last year at this time. You know, Matthew Tkachuk was playing with, I think tonight, Sam Bennett. Last year this time, Sam Bennett and Troy Brower. Mm-hmm. Things change, you know. So we got to get everybody together. We've got to get your armor in, get them sort of simulated, get them where you never know where chemistry is going to fit. I know we've got a game plan to start with, but like everything, those things are written in pencil. We'll see how this evolves.
I thought it was really interesting when hearing from Jarmer today, and he kind of talked about, unsolicited, talked about how when he joins a team, sometimes, you know, coaches or other players think that he might be a certain way or act a certain way or serve as a distraction. And he said, that's not me, and that's not how I go about my business. But was that something that you talked about? Was that something that was in the back of your mind? And I'm curious as to, you know, what your experiences were about Jager off the ice joining a locker room.
Well, no question. I think any player, and you guys, Pat and Rob, you know me well enough. I think fit, chemistry, mix, those are key ingredients and something that we think is very valuable of how, you know, how all the pieces fit together and the chemistry of a group. And so obviously when you bring in a player with his presence, you know, there's things that it just creates. First of all, there's a lot more attention. There's a lot more people following. The one thing, there's an aura about him too. So you want to make sure that you dig into it and find fact versus fiction and what stories may be out there. You really dig it. And we spend a lot of time about looking at that. And the two things I would say is we've had a coach who's had him, and knows him. You're not going to necessarily stop the attention part, but Jarmer doesn't bring that with him. Like, that's not something that's driven by him. Listen, he's the second all-time leading scorer in the league. He's going to get attention, but that's not driven by him. That's driven by what he's done. He wants to be, as Ron said, he wants to be one of the guys. He's got a certain way he prepares. It's obviously worked for him to play, to have the success he's had, to play as long as he's gotten. But the one thing that he, you know, Glenn and I found out in the digging I've done, and Glenn knew firsthand from having the Dolphins, he wants his teammates to be just to be players. He doesn't, you know, he's, when it's time to shoot the puck, if you go, he wants you to shoot the puck. He wants you to make the right hockey play. It's not about deferring. And that's something we talked to our group yesterday. I spoke with our team and said, listen, you know, as we go forward here, this is a player that we feel and are hopeful that can come in and help us. But this isn't, you know, the group here is still the group here, and the leadership here is still the leadership here, and this is our locker room, and we've got to support them and bring them in. But it can be natural, especially for younger players, to automatically defer and just try to defer to him. And that's certainly not what we want, and I can tell you that's not what Yarmer wants. He wants to come in. He wants to win. He wants to, you know, be a part of that. But certainly the whole dynamic is something that we looked in, and we're comfortable that it's something that can work and will work, and we can manage.
Brett, from an analytics perspective, from a video perspective, from the research you've done, what has your research and scouting shown you in terms of how effective Jágr still is? We've all talked, we all know he's 45 years old, but how effective a player is he right now?
Well, the most recent body work, Pat, is last year. And I can tell you, I've watched all the shifts. We've gone through a lot of data. We've watched a lot of video, a lot of late nights watching his video. Forget about the name. This guy was a very effective player last year.
Mm-hmm.
A very effective player. I think he's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, right wingers in the league. His ability from the blue line in, and really his ability to hold on to pucks and create offense is at a top tier in right wingers in the league. And so, you know, that's, you have to get through all the other stuff. Yes, the age, you can't deny it. And one thing will happen to all of us. At some point, it doesn't go anymore. Whether some people that happens at 20 and some at 40 and some at 50, but, you know, so you're cognizant of that. And just because it did once before, it did last year, is not, there's no guarantee that it is now, but you go through that, you dig deep into it. And we feel this is a good bet. And, but when you really look at and watch it and study it, this player was, you know, this wasn't a, you know, just a guy who's a legend of the game and playing out the string here. This is a guy who was an impactful, productive forward in you know, the upper echelon of in his position last year.
He's Brad Tree Living, general manager of the Calgary Flames, joining us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Just a couple more from me, Brad, just to kind of set up this season. I know off the top we talked a little bit about, you know, your training camp, and you brought up a couple of points that, you know, the young guys you weren't happy with. But what were the positives that you took away from the last couple of weeks of camp? Were there things that you were happy about?
Well, I think our camp was good. It was a difficult camp. I mean, you know, Glenn and I talked all summer. He had a plan in place there sort of daily from July of what he wanted to accomplish. The games really were, obviously those are things that are, you use as evaluations, but the heavy preparation physically, battling, you know, tactical, you know, it was heavy lifting in practice sessions. I like a positive of how we've built. I think we're, you know, it's been built. They've built every day. There's been a building process going on. I really commend our players. You know, everybody will say it, you know, very seldom will somebody come up and say, hey, everybody came in bad shape. But our group really, it's remarkable. They're to a man, they're leaner, they're lighter, they're quicker. And I mean, not only is there no issues in terms of conditioning, it was impressive, the work, and it's a testament to the work they put in the summer. So to me, that all shows there's preparation, there's a seriousness. And I think individually, like I really like Mike Smith's game. I think he was building over the course of over camp. I liked his game against Winnipeg on Saturday. We really had tried to approach the Winnipeg game as a, you know, you can use all the cliches, but we wanted to use that game as close to regular season live fire as you could, and I think our guys responded. So all that really is irrelevant when you get to today. Now, you know, I'm comfortable with the work that the guys have put in. The coaches are prepared. The players are prepared. Now, as we talk about it, we go out and start the journey here on our 82-game schedule. So I think our group is very focused. And there was a, you could feel it today. There was a seriousness about them. And we're hopeful that we can start on a positive step here tonight.
I'm going to leave it there. The other things we can deal with as the season plays itself on, but I think that's, I'll just leave it there. Are you nervous? Are you anxious? How do you describe the feeling a couple hours before puck drops?
Well, you're ready to go. Come on, let's go. You know, you know, let's just go. You know, let's go. So we're ready to go. And it'll be, hey, we know there's a hell of a team up here, and it'll be a great atmosphere, and it's time to go play.
Once again, we thank you for the generosity of your time. We know we'll have many conversations as the season plays out, but this is the start of the season. Brad, best of luck to you and your hockey club this year. And once again, thank you for your time.
Appreciate it, guys. We'll see you soon.
See you, Brad.
Bye.
Brad Treliving, general manager of the Calgary Flames, kind enough to join us down the South Street Burger guest hotline, introducing the Barbecue Bacon Burger, 100% Angus beef with real cheddar, jalapenos, 40 Creek whiskey barbecue sauce, better burgers, fries, and shakes.